All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. My great love to you. And I think we might have company today. We'll see. Sometimes the mermaid goes for extended swims.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we got lucky. We got lucky. PRQ is not always her inspiration for obvious reasons. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I command our spirits to give us perfect communication and feel the information today and see if it's for us or not. Thank you so much. Here we are, PRQ, Project Review Q. Couple updates, and then I'd like to take calls for the rest of the time. And let's end slavery and be done with it. For the people.space, my love to you all to review that information. It's a lot of information, and just take care. And really, it's a good practice on how you use your heart to evaluate, broader material and who and what, where and how we are. Thank you so much, Asha. Thank you so much. Austria, Germany, thank you for your submittals. Looking for the legacy, very, very close, but I'm looking for the older handwritten titles, and or what I'm calling homesteads aren't necessarily what are going to be called in your country. But if we can get a couple handwritten, the legacy ones will have the wax stamp on them, very old. If you can't, don't kill yourself. We can go a different route too. So thank you so much, Canada. Looking for a few more from you as well. Trying to get that whole as many as the regions at the same time. Ireland, thank you for your submittal. Thank you, family there. Thank you as well. Looking for the legacy home, the original owners of the land per se, and I think that'll solve the UK stuff too. If I can get the handwritten one, should be in ink. It'll be very difficult to read, but if we can get a copy, forgive me if you did send that and I missed it. But I just need to get a little bit older publications. Africa, be working your way here within the next couple of weeks. And I know time is talk is cheap with me as regarding time, but I do have you in my sights. Texas, thank you for working with me this week, and I'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow. Excuse me, your Monday. Australia lawyer, thank you for offering for power of attorney for distribution, and I thank you so much for that. And Hawaii, we got a good guy on the ground there, and I'm so excited to see how you guys do. Thank you so much, Hawaii, for your incredible bravery. I can't believe we would let a population and the energetics of the land go so far south. It's quite a story there. And they're going to be a great tool for our sovereignty and ending slavery. Little behind on getting my office set up and or getting squared away, but we're getting close, and BBS has offered to help us expand. As you can see, we could get 700 hours of airtime and possibly talk all day every day, and or what was the last caller last week, make love for 9 hours. Let's see. I've got some other items. Next week topics, because we have the 3 hour time slots, I'm going to go into great detail about situational timelines and how they work. And I'll show you how the aliens use situational timelines and how we create situational timelines and we don't necessarily understand it. I'll talk about next week who's fighting who. And again, we'll get a little more granular and just keep your eyes open on forthepeople.space. Why do we do domestic communication like this? To prove who's chasing who. Three email accounts removed this year. And so if I don't get attacked, if Donald Trump doesn't get attacked, we can't see where the problems are and we can't solve them. So that's why we do this domestically. Why homesteading? Why homesteading is so important for the ascension cycle is and or freeing humanity. It bringing in more light has to do with sovereignty in a very big way. So if you don't have to compete for competition, survival, and you can be free to choose your expression of yourself, you got a much better chance, and it brings in more light. It brings in way more light when you have a nice exhale to do what you want to do. It's very, very, very freeing. So if we can get a few more publications from the other states, we're not quite have all 50 states. We'll just focus on North America first because it's a little easier. It's easier than you think. Here, I'll tell you a quick story here and how it might work. I'm going to be real careful here with my words. What if we have 50 states and everyone has a sample possession of land, homestead, and we gave, maybe this could happen, we gave every attorney general in the United States a quick little call that maybe they are committing fraud by turning in titles that are and taxing parcels that are not really owned by the individual. Now, I'm not saying that could happen, but what if in one click of the mouse, every attorney general in America, that's only 50 folks, got a call from maybe a U.S. military individual saying, you've been taxing people for several hundred years, and or at least 150 in some cases. And you can see how humanity can be freed if we could all be united and or act as one decision-making process. So you can see the goal was to have 50 countries in America. And look at all the counties, look at all the municipalities who have really no care. Hey, maybe there's some great people in there, really have no care for sustainable living because we got trained into a system that, and or indoctrinated into a system of taxation. And I will go down swinging all day long to say over and over again, taxation, this is a planetary understanding, is my commitment to work hard, and that is taxation is mind control, complete mind control. And I think we're all tuckered out, and I wish you all well, and I love you, and I'm going to take calls the rest of the show, and I thank you for listening to Chatty Cathy here again. So seems to me I missed one item, though. All right, well, that's usual. I have no memory anymore, so let's start from, let's start with Liz from Texas. What commands can be, oh, wait a minute, what happened to the Merkaba guy? He's not there anymore, I guess. Okay. Liz from Texas on line four. What commands can be used to heal rivers and lakes? Liz from Texas, please. Let's see what you have.
Aloha, Q. Aloha, Marade. So I'll be traveling to Arkansas, and I just wanted to know if there was a command to help the waters. I know we don't have the technology yet to clean the waters, but what command would help?
Oh, are you sure about that? Aloha to you. Thank you.
So, oh, yes. So I'm the technology. Got it.
Yeah. So all water has, I was talking to a lady, I guess it's about a month ago, who wanted help healing a property that had the way they dug out their long driveway. They had about a driveway that's about a mile and a half, 2 miles. And she wanted help re-energizing the land because they really didn't do it with great care, even though they got a nice driveway and everything. So the land is a little more tough to work with because it is obviously, I got to get a good joke here, granular. but water always can be do a 180 in its memory system. So it's very simple to, you don't heal water. You ask the water permission what you want from it as an example. So if upstream of a river, as an example, is going through a nuclear refinery for raw water cooling, going to be probably needs to be cleaned a little differently, as an example, if somebody's throwing sewage in the river. You got me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got it. I understand.
So just with water, so when we do water charging, I get complacent. Forgive me for not touching on this topic. But if you do look at Dr. Emoto's work, hopefully it hasn't been too contaminated yet. But if you do look at Dr. Emoto's work and see how they do it, I highly endorse that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Bye-bye.
Mahalo. So nice to see an authentic language again, huh?
I know.
The Hawaiian language is still got the...
it flows. So.
Maybe that'll be our new language. Mm-hmm. Could be. All right. I think we got Kevin coming back on from Florida. Questions about pyramids. Ooh. I wonder when we're going to use those again. Mm. Kevin, you got us?
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful day to you, Q, and beautiful, beautiful day to Mermaid. Hello.
Hello. Beautiful day to you as well.
Thank you.
How can we help?
I'm curious, Q. Technically speaking and spiritually speaking, you're my father, aren't you? And Mermaid's my mother? Would that be kind of technically true?
We don't want to be ostentatious. We just want to be helped.
Well, I wanted to, at least in the United States, wish you a happy Father's Day. Tomorrow's Father's Day, and spiritually, you've been very prolific. So I thought maybe I would just wish you a happy Father's Day.
Anyway, my love to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm a playmate in the Love Light Playroom, and I have a question for Q-ster. I've got a couple of questions. Would you mind if I ask you a question?
Please, thank you for your courtesy and give all those folks my love and look forward to getting closer to them. Thank you.
Thank you. You have shared the truth and the true use of the pyramid. However, what are the purposes of the Sphinx? You haven't mentioned anything about Sphinxes, so wanted to ask you about the purpose, if any, of the Sphinx.
Yeah, so we did, I think we did a section, if you can find one of the sections, I think Billy Hollow Earth did a pretty good summary, and then I believe I did one a couple weeks later. Basically, you've got a historian section and an earmarker for the legacy individuals that were on our planet. It's also proof that we can put consciousness into multiple types of body and still have even more consciousness than a human being has today. And so those are earmarkers to say, hey, wait a minute, we had a race of beings that took over maybe controlled, enslaved in a different way. But that is transfer station right there. And there is a switch on, let's see, the left side of the Sphinx. And so you could repower, and that transmits the energy to and from several different systems there. There is a library underneath there. that works with your consciousness, so that when you went, that's why they won't let you under there and through the systems. There are many, many systems under there. Because if you go in there, you'll get all your capabilities back and you'll see the natural history of that region. And so, yeah, that's the powerhouse, basically, and a transmitter for the infrastructure there. And you can turn it on right now.
But they won't let us, right? Because we'd get too enlightened, correct?
You'll get all your abilities back. And there may be a good argument for it. Because you may go too fast in this type of human, and you could go crazy. It depends on the individual. But imagine if you went, and that's why it was very scary for me, is when they take the implants out, it's very difficult to adjust. And so very few people are capable of going from 1 to 100 in a split second. And it's a lot of information. It's just so much information. To get it all at once is probably, there's probably a good argument to maybe stair-stepping us. So I want the tablecloth off the table, and that's that.
Right. Right.
But I can see both sides too. Hope that helps.
Okay. It does. Thank you. And I've got a second and final question. May I ask that?
Please.
Okay. When most of us read, we read silently. Is that a form of thinking? So could we be getting hijacked while we're reading silently? And if so, would it be better for us to read out loud instead?
Yeah, so great, great question. It's one of my favorite. So Ron Amitron and I will have the same green. I don't believe we've ever disagreed on any subject, but I use maybe different communication than he does. We would be of the opinion that all of the English language is a swear word, black magic, and it's called spelling and putting spellings on. Had very dear friend murdered for this topic. And many, many reasons that you do not want to read books. And as entertaining as they are, the opportunity to enhance your heart center, to get your knowledge, look at information. It doesn't really matter which way you go, either verbally or in the mind. It's easy to mind control people. And that's why I called out Eve Feather Serpent's book, is they're doing their best to work against the mind control of the English language. So I can put codes in words, get you to read them, and I can put codes in font. So one of the little secrets Microsoft didn't tell you about Microsoft Word, is each one of those letters has a code in it that replicates your printer, as an example. So every font from a computer will be just a hair different than the fonts from each and other computers. So there's a lot of tricks to the English language. Symbols are your real language. So that's why I was encouraging people to start see if they could practice with the Egyptian language. There's even mind control and codes in the Egyptian language, the legacy hieroglyphs, I should say. And so we have to be careful that we use our heart to discern the information. So I forgive me for not giving you a definitive answer. Our hearts will tell us if the information is quality or not, but our dreaming through our heart for knowledge and then creating it is our natural, and or our telepathic ways, our natural communication tool. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much for your time, Q. Much love to you and Mermaid. Keep on swimming. Love you. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Let's move on. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't say don't read books, because you do whatever you want to do, but if it feels good, read a book. I think all you'll right. know when you get into it if it's...
It's a little bit of an arrogant statement. I think you're right about that.
Well, I mean, I think people are pretty savvy now that they know if it's you know, something they probably shouldn't be reading or feels a little dark, or, you know, they'll put it down, and if it feels really good, they'll continue reading.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because I know the more you just use your heart center, it's not to say not to read books, because it's outstanding fun to look at other people's point of view. Yet when we dream through our heart center, we will realize that as one consciousness, we wrote all the books anyway. So if you take a subject matter and study it through your heart, you get the knowledge anyway, is my opinion of this version of humans has this capability to look at omnipresence as the tool, not necessarily knowledge. So our omnipresence collectively would be our book now. And if the more we exercise it, the more capabilities we'll get. That's what I'm doing my best to say. Forgive me for so many words, everyone. All right. So we did pyramids. Lauren from VA. Must be Virginia. Questions about unconditional love. Is Lauren on the line about unconditional love?
Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Thank you. Outstanding question. Please define your question a little more, if you don't mind.
First thing I want to say, and I'm sorry, I have an echo on my phone, but every time I see a male and female cardinal come in my backyard at the bird feeder, I think of you and Mermaid, and it's so beautiful. I love you guys so much. And Mermaid, I've been wanting to talk, just connect with you. I'm sorry to cry.
Oh, you're
not
so
beautiful. Not to be on the phone for so long. I love you so much.
Oh, I have,
okay, I have some questions. Questions for Keister Room and for the Mermaid. Can you please tell us what we would experience with a mate if we were expressing unconditional love for each other?
Can you say it one more time? Sorry.
Sure. So the question is, can you please tell us what we would experience with a mate if we were expressing unconditional love for each other?
I think the first thing is, yeah, so that word's used really, really lightly in our culture, and many people probably don't really understand it. It does literally mean there are no conditions on your love for another. So with that would mean there's no judgment of them. So really there's nothing they could do that would make you really mad at them, or be able to, you know, be mad at them all night long because of something they did. Or, I mean, because there's no conditions on your love. You love them so comprehensively that they actually can't do anything that could upset you, even if it was something that didn't, you know, obviously we don't always see eye to eye with people. That's totally natural. But you would say something happens, and then you would see it and feel it and maybe not feel the same way they do. And then within quite a quick period of time, for us anyway, it's just already gone, because the love for each other is too strong that we will do anything. We would want to see it the same way. So we'll go as deep as we can to see the other person's perspective. It's just a natural thing. It's not forced or tried, really. And then it can just dissolve and disappear as well, because it's just, we're just back to now. So an hour later, we're sitting together having a cup of tea, and now we're now. So whatever that disagreement was, or the way someone handled something, or whatever it could have been, is already gone. I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but there's just no,
there's no deliberation. So where you come from, you don't have an emotional body that hangs on to the past whatsoever. So when you come from the light, from where you came from, you don't really have a deliberation of the experience. It's just an experience. And so when you're in a societally, imagine having all your knowledge at the same time, now the synchronicity is all you really focus on in your creative force and your inspiration. Yeah. I hope that helps.
Yeah, a good example would be, so it seems to be rare amongst adults, unfortunately, but a good example would be how people feel towards their children, especially younger children. They get that, yeah, they can scold them and be mad at them.
Except one of them.
but pretty soon the problem child of every family. But very soon after, it's going to be if they come sit on your lap and give you a cuddle, you love them and it's all gone. And another example would be, I love using the animals as an example because they're pure unconditional love. They have no memory. Same with children. They're in the now.
That is probably the closest to the light we will see is a dog or a cat. Yeah. They don't. Because they forget instantly.
Children are taught to hold on to past events through school mostly. You know, they'll go to bed and then they'll remember all the horrible things that happened at school and this and that. So we are taught to start holding on to the negative events. But anyway, yeah, so you could scold your dog for peeing inside and put it outside, and 5 seconds later when doggy is allowed to run in, it's going to be kissing you and loving you, and it's already forgotten that you just got it in trouble and put it outside. So that's, to me, unconditional love. The love overpowers any circumstances. You can't really judge anyone ever.
Does that help?
That does. Thank you so much. I have one more question. May I ask another question?
Please. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay. This question, this person writes, if our pets and animals take on diseases, do we also take on theirs?
Of course. We'll just skip right on through it synchronistically, won't we? Right. Okay.
If they have diseases, would
we? So when remove pet and replace it with being, if I have cancer and I live with you, can I give you cancer?
I guess if you believe you think it can happen.
Yeah, the energetics. The energetics of trauma can be given to another being. So look at how emotional you get when you see a dog get hit on the road or something like that. That's emotional. But this is a very emotional planet. It's a very emotional type of human. So think of yourself like an amoeba. Now, what degree of sickness you get is up to your faculties and your tenacity. But you consider yourself a glass of water. You can absorb almost anything as it relates to trauma. But will you necessarily get that disease? Not consistently. I don't believe you could do it consistently, but you'd have, because you feel so much from the being, you're going to have an emotional symptom of some kind unless you take great care and heal the being and take care of yourself as well. Hope that helps.
That does. Thank you both so much. I just love you both so much. And
love you.
And if before I get off the phone, Mermaid and Q, I know that y'all have spoken about twin flames, and you've so graciously shared your story of how you both reunited with each other. I was wondering maybe there's just a couple of questions that are a little bit more specific, but it's not for now. But if maybe sometime down the road, you know, talking about a little bit more if you choose to. So thank you both so much.
You can ask one more now if you want, or do you mean it's quite in depth?
It's our favorite topic. It is our favorite topic. So if she gets inspired, she goes, yeah. So, you know, what's funny is we even look alike. We even look like brother and sister. It's pretty funny. Opposites don't attract everyone.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to be quick because I know that there's other people that want to talk. But I know that mine is here. I know it. I just feel it. And I know it. Oh, there's the birdies. Is it a possibility that you can recognize them before they can recognize you?
Absolutely.
100%. And and that's why we took such great care, is because the delta, the percentage of the enlightening process from one twin flame to the other could be miles apart. You could be a 10 and they're a 3, and they will all still be looking through their ego mind for their mate, lust, et cetera, et cetera. Imagery, whereas when you, your enlightenment process is more even, it seems to be more symbiotic. But for us, we might not be the best model because we've done so much time jumping. And so we're studying that. We want to do, we want to take great care. We work almost every day on the subject so that we can get you good information and present it properly. But thank you. We will continue. It is very important, and you're correct.
So if you're, so as you know that your twin flame is here, you're probably just waiting for them to wake up most likely, or you're just going to, or it doesn't, not necessarily, but you're going to be waiting, the time is because you're waiting to come to the same level and then you'll meet. I feel like usually they meet when they're in a similar vibration, and only then will it work. And if you meet before that, when one's at a different level to the other, you'll know that it's incredible, but it'll be quite difficult because you're not both ready yet, and very likely in the future you'll take a break, and in the future you'll come back to each other. That's really likely too. There is a really great book that I could recommend you on the topic.
We're not supposed to read though.
Read away. And I don't know, I can't endorse this person now because I haven't listened to her for a couple of years, and everything changes, and so I, but in the past Magenta Pixie had some really great books.
Hello. Uh-oh, did the call drop? Q Mermaid. Hello.
All right, just hold on, everyone. Not quite sure what's...
I'm here, John. I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
So sorry. Can you hear me, Don?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Q and the Mermaid.
I don't know, the call just, all of a sudden, it just went, she just stopped, it just stopped.
Right, I realize that, but I see that it could be some difficulty with their phone line. I'm not sure, but folks, we're going to, they just dropped, so
okay.
It won't be long. So in the meantime, we're going to, well, maybe we should just listen to a little music. What do you think?
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. They came back. Just bear with us, folks. They're back. There we go.
They must not like me. I'm plugging Pixie. That must mean she's still got some good work. They don't want us triangulating, talking. That's hilarious. They cut us off. Not BBS, I mean the, you know, the folks that don't like us speaking. Anyway, feel free to look up some of her stuff. It's really, really helpful information anyway, so I'll give you, that helps.
Yeah, I'll give you another topic we're working really hard on. So we were in different bodies, and one of us recognized the other, and the other didn't recognize them. It's very interesting. So we want to get really good at that modeling, and it has a lot to do with the genetic manipulation here, and so if we are getting duped, that means everybody's getting duped. So this is very, very different frequency band than you've ever been in.
And I wanted to say also with the caller who spoke about unconditional love and everything like that, so twin flames and unconditional love, of course.
All right, let's get
thank
you some more calls.
Thank you so much. I love you both.
Us. You betcha. Little attention on the 20s here today. I don't have any questionnaires, BBS. Sorry,
oh, God.
The chat room got erased. I don't know who my next person is. Thanks. Sorry about the distractions, everybody. It's pretty. Thank you so much, Don. All right, John, for me, let's talk politics. We probably won't have any problems.
I love the loving topics. I'll leave those ones to you.
Yes, so. Okay, John from Eastern Canada. Let's see. Questions about the
Merkaba.
Not how you say it, but whatever. Merkaba. John, what's your question? Love the question, please.
Hi there. How are you tonight?
Beautiful, beautifulness to you.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, wonderfully. Wonderfully.
Hi, Mermaid.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay, so I'm with the Lovelight Playroom with Questions for Cuester. And the question we have there is they would like to know more about the Merkaba, or Merkaba, whichever. and what are the possibilities when we are aware of our Merkaba, and what can we do with it? So I feel that it's probably got a lot to do with how we, our connections to creating, for example. But so we'd like to know more about that.
Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled anybody and everyone who's working hard to understand how vast we are. And that's what I'd start with the Merkaba is it is endlessly capable of fascination of anything and everything in creativity, first and foremost. Calibrating and configuring it to the relationship to your universe is what it's used for as it relates to its exploratory desires. And so the best thing you can do is to calibrate with sound and light, because that's all you are, is sound and light. And so that Merkaba, it is constantly, constantly seeking. That's what it does. Just seeks and seeks and seeks. So when you exhale, it'll start seeking. It just wants to keep looking, desiring, inspiration. I do my best to use this language. Just exhale and you can watch it work. Works every time. Works every time. And that's why the commands were created, is to give you some more horsepower so it'll keep growing and seeking and growing and seeking. Does that help?
It sure does. So it would be the photon energy being acted upon by somatic frequency, so to speak. Would that be part of it?
I'm careful with that word because that word has multiple meanings to me, but harmonically balancing. So that's why, you know, the tuning fork work some people do is very, very authentic. The sound bowls, resonance bowls. Find the frequency for the day, the item, the theme. But with light, it's incredibly powerful if you have them both. And you should probably see. One of the reasons Max Steele was terminated by some real bad guys is he brought the Arcturian box forward, and then he was creating redundancy there. So that technology is here. If we would use the Arcturian box for healing, as an example, there's some folks out of Russia have harmonic frequency, resonant frequency devices. But for me, if we would use the legacy. So I'll tell you a technology that was taken from us. Emerson was a radio company back in the day, and they used crystals to power the radios, as I'm sure you're aware, as I sense your age. Forgive me. If we had optimized crystalline radios, I could heal you with when you turned it to the right radio station. Trust me, they're coming. So I could give you a radio and I could send you love over the radio station, just like I am now. But if you had a crystal in your radio, it would actually transmit the actual emotion and feeling and harmonic resonant frequency to recalibrate and reconfigure. So obviously, if you have light beings here, so individuals that just have a little more horsepower and they were talking to you, you would get all your enlightenment back if you had the Arcturian box and or what we were taught was a crystal radio. It wasn't. It was going to be a resonant frequency calibration machine. Does that make sense?
So listening to records, you're going to get the resonant frequency of the music and the singers when they're really high vibration light beings making music. You're going to really receive their beautiful light codes through their voice with a record player way more than through that they've made the iPhones and all the digital stuff now be at a, you know, the Hertz is not.
It's a misdirection. Yeah.
Right.
It's
not at a healing Hertz. They've made that on purpose. So we're never really receiving through our music when we listen through these modern devices as well as we would if it was through a record or the older ways.
Does that help?
It sure does. My first radio I ever had was a crystal radio. And I don't know if you recall a conversation that we had, you and I, but it got me interested in radio and electromagnetic frequencies, and that's why I work mm-hmm. with electromagnetic exchanges and energy exploration that I'm doing today.
Thank you.
I had told you folks a couple of jokes, and for you and the mermaid there. And I have two jokes for us older folks that are out here. Would you be okay? They're just quick little ones.
Easy now. Careful. Just be careful there.
Okay, so there's this older couple, and they're celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. They have a big party and so on for them. And later that night, they're going to bed, and the wife said to her husband, you know, I remember our honeymoon night like it was yesterday. And he said, is that right? She said, yes. She said, you were so excited to be with me. She said, you wouldn't even give me a chance to take my socks off. And he said, and the way I feel tonight, I'll give you time to knit a pair.
Love your jokes.
And one other one. One other one is there's these two older fellas, and they're reminiscing about their jobs throughout their lifetime. And one guy said, well, I remember my first job I ever had. It was working for my uncle. He was a mortician, and he had a bad leg and used to walk around with a cane. And this one night, we got a call to go up to the local motel and pick up a couple of stiffs. And he says, we got up there. We got in the room, and here's a man and a lady, and they're stark naked, laying flat out on the floor. He said, and the man happened to have an erection. He said, I didn't know what to do. I said to my uncle, what do we do with that? He said, I'll show you. And he put that cane around like it was a golf club, and he took a swing and cracked him right across the end. He said, what happened then? He said, oh, geez, all hell broke loose. We were in the wrong room.
God. You better get your own radio show pretty quick here.
We've got to get Johnny's radio.
Yeah, we got it. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
It means the world to us. My love to you.
Thanks, John.
And thank you. I want to thank both you guys and your entire team for what you've done for us. And I can't imagine where we'd be if you gave up on us. I know it's not something you would ever do, but, you know, we were all living in this crazy Luciferian hell, and then now you showed up, and, man, it's the hope, and it just brought us so much joy. And
Thank you. We got this.
Everyone, you know.
We got this. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
I don't know about the last joke. It was a courtesy laugh for me on that one, but we're going to have to keep it. Anyway, Annette is on from Florida. Annette from Florida. I think Tom's there, too. Lawful compared to law and whether we risk being incarcerated. Lawful compared to law. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good topic for me. Please, Annette and Tom and or Tom and Annette.
We're both here. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for your time. Mermaid, Queen of Hearts, we love you too. You guys inspire us, and it's so important. I agree with the last caller about that. We're trying to be part of the reconstruction of America. We're working with TASA and Global 528, and of course, we're LWS members. And we've got our family and friends very concerned that we're going to get ourselves incarcerated because we are sharing this knowledge from you and from all the other sources with the community, saying, hey, we, the people, that sorry, men and women and the children have to take back our power. That is our God-given right, and that, you know, they're really concerned that we're going to be tossed in jail.
Yep. So we have a solution, and we're working very hard on it, and we have a document that we are editing a little better. I won't tell you the document yet because then everyone will run around and promote it, but should have you covered on that. I'm not going to get to it this next week because it'll take too long, but the following 3 hour section I will. So I will have solutions for that. No problem.
Incredible. Thank you for sharing that homestead information as well. One last thing.
Yep.
We were thinking about the Grand Canyon. When are we going to have that opened up so we can all learn the truth?
Say that one more time.
When are they going to allow the Grand Canyon to be people to go in the Grand Canyon so we all learn the truth, which ties to Egypt, of course?
Well, it would. The military has extracted a tremendous amount of assets out there, and they had to take on some bad dudes. And what they did is realize they can't move it because there's so many assets. And so it's easier just to publish, and that's not the only site. There's many, many, many other sites all over the world. You should see all the pyramids in Australia. It's a very vast subject. So all over the world. So we need to pop the conscious computing systems, show you where they are anyway, because it's all a collective consciousness. So it's really more about when are we going to be able to get the information organically through our hearts. So if I can do remote, what you guys are calling remote viewing or omnipresence, that means you're going to get that capabilities too. The real question for me is, why are we not getting the conscious gateways distributed to the world? And I know the answer is because you can't handle the truth, I'm sorry to say. Because if you get that item, the whole thing comes out.
Okay.
It's tough. It's not my opinion. It's just the way they're doing it globally. This is a global topic you're talking about. Thank you so much.
Okay. Lots of love. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Love you. All right. Let's see how much time we have left here. We're doing pretty good, I think. Let's see here. We have Robin has a question, I think from Michigan, a question about forthepeople.space. Please, Robin, what is your question?
Okay, I was on the site this weekend, and I was reading, you know, all the latest information. But the one that I was kind of fascinated, and you, I do believe, talked about it a little bit last week, was Club 54. And I am actually a young 20-year-old from the 80s decade. That was my era for, you know, decade of 20. And so I participated. I was a dancer during that time, and I listened to a lot of the 80s music, and I'm just curious, was the 80s the beginning of the infiltration of the music business, or were they still getting messages out to us? Because there are some songs by Robofunk, Goodbye Earth was one of the songs that I came across this morning when I was doing my exercising.
Yep.
Love this question. We love talking about music and
So the mind control. Mm-hmm. There's a very. We could do hours and hours and hours on this topic. So the mind control. What the aliens would do is get a mind control pattern recognition system, and make. This was just a way to make the mind control more attractive to us. You wanted to get into there. You wanted to be around these people, et cetera, et cetera. So this way they could abduct you. And they just wanted to abduct the signature of your spirit so they could manipulate it, cut and paste you, many tools for that Studio 54. And then, of course, there's all the sexual black magic that went along with it. And so all of that was the beginning, very similar to what you're experiencing with Epstein Island, cloning, potential cloning. All of it is already beginning there is the way I would see it.
Okay, so very interesting because.
So when they abducted me, when they abducted me in the sexual magic circuits, that was in the 60s. So you're well on your way. Well, you've always had it here at some degree, medieval times. You see the Iron Maiden tools. The torture systems have degrees of different colors, but certainly that was an opportunity to do sexual black magic, mind control, programming, and profiling. So you might want to get a hot shot out of get somebody very powerful like you, and you could, if I hypnotize you, I can get you to do things you don't remember doing, can't I?
Yeah.
And I will work with you, and I will help you, and I will heal you. And my love to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. And then I have one last question, if you don't mind. So mm-hmm. I'm very curious about the spirit merging. Is that something we should be partaking in, or what can you share with us in regard to that?
On the fence so far. It's a work in progress to the degree okay. in which we should be doing it. If you're going to leave your body, you're going to leave your body is one thing you can count on. So no is the answer, yet twin flames have a very easy ability to do it. Was that a fair statement for you?
Yeah, was the question spirit merging with others?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll hold it there. So but we're working hard on that okay. one as well. Thank you so much for all your love.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Before I get too down the road here, PRQ team, I'll be calling roughly the same time as I did yesterday. Thank you. Thank you, PRQ team. All right. Kevin from California. We're going to have to go pretty quick here. Sorry about that. Ron, Amatron's Healing. Kevin from California. You got a question? I got an answer. Kevin from Cali. See, even the birds are trying to call you, Kevin. You may be muted. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a day here, everyone. What did you think about the show today, Mermaid?
Oh, it was beautiful.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. So, A couple of the topics, believe it or not, there is a lawyer in Australia who has solved American issues very similarly to today's topic and already has the body of material summarized for us because, as you can imagine, we inherited the Queen's Law when we homesteaded and invaded America. So we are working hard here, and I'll have more answers for you. Stay tuned for next week. That's going to be a strong one. And I have done a pre-record show with Lucia Nicole Evans that Mermaid and I will put that up and work with BBS Radio. Sometimes we'll find a gap in their radio station. Everyone, incredibleness to you all. I love you. I love you. We love you.
Have a beautiful day, everybody. So much love from us.
Good day.
Goodbye.